for prayer group leaders. A lot of the prayer groups are taking some break over the summer, but we do have these beautiful mission prayer guides, and we would love to have each of the prayer groups kind of adopt a missionary or two to pray for on a weekly basis. We've heard back from them. It's super encouraging to them if we do this, and it's also, we find that it's a mutual blessing. We get to be more in touch with the missionaries we support as a church, be encouraged about all the things that God is doing throughout the world. The third little announcement is just to keep your eyes open for a really fun, we're going to be doing a documentary screening led by Bill Arts, and it's called Jesus in Athens. It'll be September 1st, which is Labor Day weekend Sunday. It'll be in the evening, and we're going to have child care provided. So come and plan to just have a fun evening that evening, seeing this documentary. It's a really incredible story about how God has used the refugee crisis in Athens, Greece, and the hospitality of the Christian community to just kind of start revival there. It's a beautiful story, really encouraging. We would love to have you come, put your kids in childcare, watch a movie, have some Greek appetizers maybe. We'll see what we can get together. But and do be in prayer for our missionaries. And if you want one of these, even if you're not a prayer leader, we're working on updating these. So ask me. We have about 10 of them. But I would love for prayer group leaders especially to have one to lead you all in prayer. Thank you.
Good morning. I'm Pastor Tim, senior pastor here at Grace and Peace. I do have one announcement before I kind of lead us into our time of worship. We are scheduled and we'll be having a short congregational meeting right after the worship service for the purpose of both interviewing and electing new elders that are replacing some men who are going off of our session. So we'll have a little bit of time to meet and greet after the church service, and then we'll convene in about 5 minutes after the benediction, the meeting. So that's my announcement time. Now I want to shift into leading into worship time. This is the day the psalmist says that the Lord has made. And he says, let us rejoice and be glad in it. The Lord, of course, has made every day, but he has made this day specially for you to be a gift of rest, worship, and renewal, to be a means of life to you, to be a means of grace through his word and sacrament. And so God is calling us together. That's why we've gathered here today, is God is calling us together as his people to enter his presence and receive from his hand, his very generous hand. And so I want to invite all of us to do that, to take whatever things are going on in our hearts and minds and lives, lay them at the feet of Christ, and enter into this blessed time together. As we prepare to do that, as we prepare our hearts to worship, we're going to hear a short prelude, and then our worship leader, Jose, will lead us into worship. Thank you.
The Lord Himself is calling us to worship with all our hearts and with faithfulness. Let's stand and read our call of worship from Psalm 95. Oh, come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation.
Let us come into his joyful noise.
Now let's sing and give praises to our holy God, the King of Heaven, sovereign over all the world.
Thank you.
God is great, and there is no one else worthy of our adoration. People of God, let us raise our voices in praises. Lord, please fulfill your purposes in us. We come this morning thirsty for your word. Speak, O Lord. Let's sing together.
Cause our faith to rise.
and sit down for a moment. This week, our youth ministry was on a mission trip on the Twin Cities, and Sam is going to talk about it.
Hey, everybody. So if you don't know me, my name is Sam. I'm the Youth and Kids Director here at Grace and Peace. And our youth just went on a mission trip. They just got back this past Friday evening. And so we wanted to give you all a brief update as to, you know, what we did and how it went. So for our devotions in the morning and worship in the evening and our church group time, we were all together as a group. But for our service sites, like when we actually went out and served in St. Paul and Minneapolis, we were in three different groups, so we have three different representatives of our groups that are just going to briefly tell us a little bit about what they did this week. Do we got a live mic here? Hello, hello, testing, testing.
Hello.
Oh, great.
Okay, so I'm going to ask each, so this is for each of you. So just tell us briefly, what did you do at your service sites, and what's one thing about it that you'd want to share with us? So we have Charles, Zoe, and Elsie.
Hello. I was in Mount Airy, and we went to a place called Open Hands in St. Paul, and we gave out food to people and clothes to people who didn't have it, and I really enjoy just working with my group.
My group was called Riverview, and we went to Redeemer's Residence, which was a home for the elderly that, like, needed help. And so we helped them and just, like, helped them to not be as lonely. And we also went to the Boys and Girls Club of Minneapolis, and so we played with them. Something really cool was there was this woman at the elderly residence, and she said she just had trouble being lonely, and she could feel her mind, like, going crazy, and so it was really nice to just be able to help her.
My group was called Summit Hill. I was in Sam's group, and one of the things we did was there is a church in St. Paul, they have a kids club, so I helped. We helped plan it, and have different stations, and it was really fun to just work with the kids and hear about their different stories. And then we also worked at a ministry that had supplies donated to them and then donated that to hospitals and places that don't have that much supplies, which I thought was pretty cool.
Yeah, so Charles here. So what was one takeaway that you got from devotions or worship that we did during the week?
I really enjoyed them. We did the one of the prodigal son, and it helped me to know that no matter how much I messed up in that day, God would always forgive me.
And Elsie, how did this trip affect your relationship with Jesus? I'm going to just share a little bit about that.
I really felt like I grew closer to God, and now when I pray, I find myself actually talking to him instead of just, I don't know. So, yeah, I felt like worshiping and doing devotions and listening to different people talk really helped me have a better relationship with God.
All right, thank you guys.
So you guys can stay seated just for 1 second. Okay, thanks. So faked you out. So thanks, guys. So my three reasons for wanting to do this in the first place were to grow closer, for each of us to grow closer to God, to grow closer together, and to get a variety of experience with just serving with the Christian community there in different ways so that we could come back and just kind of figure out together how we wanted to join in to what the Lord's doing here in St. Louis. And I think we did all those. I think the Lord fulfilled all those in abundance. And there's a lot of people we have to thank for that. So during the trip, every morning or every evening, there was a little phrase that we used to encourage each other. And somebody would get up and they'd say some way that they saw God moving in somebody else. And that, you know, for their service or love or their sacrifice, and the whole room would put on their biggest, best Minnesota accent and say, "You betcha." And so I'm gonna have you guys practice that. All right, you ready? You got to get the arm movement in there too. So 1, 2, 3, "You betcha." So I want to encourage and thank some people who made this happen. So to our adult leaders, Jose, wherever Jose is, for his servant heart, for his obvious, you know, sacrifice and willing sacrifice and making things 6,000 times easier on me. And for Sarah Oldham, for her just palpable love for our kids and willingness to be in a van with 13 other people for like 22 hours over the week. And for her obvious, for her wisdom that I desperately needed, and her big distrust of Google Maps. So you two deserve a big, you betcha. Nice, great. And so the kids, I don't know if you guys know this, but there's a big mall over there or something. And so the kids, some of the kids got together and got me this flamingo shirt out as a reminder of our flamingo fundraiser, flamingo flocking and insurance. And that is a reminder to me to thank all of you so much for your money, your prayers, the things that you provided for us, the people that you provided for us. And so for all of that, our whole Grace and Peace congregation for supporting our youth group deserves a big, you betcha. Great, thanks guys. All right.